Welcome to the Leadership Spark Podcast, where we equip you to be the great leader your people deserve. This is Corey. I am here with Hampton. We're going to continue talking about underrated skills that great leaders develop. These are the ones that are under the radar. They may not be the ones that you hear about in a prominent way when you're listening to podcasts or you're watching YouTube videos or you're developing yourself as a leader. And so we wanted to unpack a handful of those for you and encourage you to develop these skills. And so far, we've talked about the need to anticipate, and we've talked about the need to bring clarity from chaos. If you find yourself in a chaotic situation, how do you drive clarity? And great leaders do those two things. And so today we want to take it a step further and talk about how one of the most underrated leadership skills that are not leveraged by leaders enough is this ability or skill to ask great questions versus just always telling people what to do. So Hampton, why is that an important skill to develop, just this ability to be a great question asker?
It's so important because it gets your people to think and it helps develop them more. And the best leaders are all about developing people and hopefully developing those people into being better leaders of themselves and then better leaders of other people. And I believe that this is a very underrated skill because when we think about leaders, you know, when a grandparent of mine tells me that, Hampton, you're a great leader. A lot of times they might be saying that and they're being kind, but maybe it's because I'm not afraid to like be in front of people and talk in front of them and rally the troops and say, guys, we should do this. And yes, that's certainly part of leadership. That would fall into the category of galvanizing if we're talking working genius, which that will be coming soon. We'll be talking a lot about that. But that's not always what leadership is. We also talk a lot about on this podcast about how the best leaders focus more on being like Yoda than they do Superman. There's certainly times to be Superman and save the day and give direction and say, here's what we're going to do. But more often than not, acting like Yoda and being more of an advisor and being patient and listening and asking questions for the long term is going to develop someone to be far better. And so I'll give you a real life example here. You might be thinking, well, Hampton, people come to me and they say, what do I do? Like they're asking, what do I do? And because a lot of times I do think that people might want to process and they might want to say, well, what if I want to do this? And so in that case, it definitely makes sense to ask questions. But what about the person that's coming to you and saying, hey, can you tell me what to do? Well, I'll give you a real life example. I get to report to someone named Corey Tao. He happens to be on this podcast. And oftentimes I go to him and I'm asking, what should I do? And I'm asking him because he's typically wiser and has a better idea than me and has more experience and can just speak into that. And I wanted to move at this really quick pace. But Corey knows that in the long run, if he always just gives me the answer and gives me direction, it's not going to help me to think more strategically and help me to think more like an owner. And I'm not going to grow. And then he's going to be spending years answering my questions instead of me answering them for myself. And so I think it requires a lot of patience and humility to ask questions and allow people to then trip over the truth. Corey often asks, what would you do if you're the CEO of this company? That's a very simple question you could ask. So that's maybe one go and do. What would you do if you're the CEO of this company? And see what people say. And then all of a sudden they start thinking like an owner and they start asking themselves that question before they even come to you. Another very simple practical action step is mastering the art of asking one more question than you think you're supposed to. I think for me, sometimes I ask a question, ask another question because I know I'm probably supposed to. I want to get more context. And then because I move at a quick pace and I want to help the person, I'm like, do this, 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 and this. But so often if I ask one more clarifying question, I gather a little bit more information, or maybe they answer the question for themselves and it really helps them develop into someone that starts thinking a little bit more strategically in the first place. So at the end of the day, yes, sometimes you need to give direction. Sometimes you need to be Superman. But we'll go back to the point of being Yoda and being more of an advisor, being more patient, listening is going to pay off a lot more in the long run because it's going to help your people develop more themselves and then also help them develop more into being better leaders.